Tennessee Titans get back to work here at St. Thomas Sports Park. They're getting ready to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday Night Football. I'm Amy Wells, joined by Mike Keith. Head Coach Mike Mularkey spoke to the media today, and he said that while the team is a little beat up, they're not worse off from when they were 2 days ago before they played the Cincinnati Bengals.
Monday is normally the day that scares every coach, trainer, general manager in the NFL for the simple reason that there's always a guy or two who comes in and says, my leg hurts, or something's swollen, or I've got a problem that I didn't know I had when I left the stadium yesterday. From what Coach Mularkey has said, the Titans didn't have anything extra pop up, and that's huge.
Quentin Spain could be returning on Thursday night. How valuable is that going to be to this Titans team?
If he can jump back in at left guard, it's very valuable. He's a road grader. He's 340 pounds. He works well with Taylor Lewan. Bottom line is this offensive line is better when Q is available.
We saw the Tennessee Titans greatly improve in the red zone against the Cincinnati Bengals. How can they keep that momentum going through the year?
In their last two games, they're 6 of 6 scoring touchdowns in the red zone, whereas they were next to last in the NFL through the first 2 months of the season. That improvement is the biggest reason they've won the last two games. They've got to keep it up with execution. Against the Steelers, it won't be easy. That's a very, very good defense they're going to play, and it's a broken record. We've said it all year. Every week, it seems like the Titans have played a top 10 defense. That's certainly the case Thursday night in Pittsburgh.
The Titans are also going up against a strong Steelers offense. They have a lot of weapons to prepare for right now. Who are you worried about?
I'm worried about Juju Smith-Schuster on top of the names that we already know. I mean, Antonio Brown is an amazing receiver. Ben Roethlisberger, a Hall of Fame career. Le'Veon Bell might be the best all-around back in the NFL. And then they got Martavis Bryant back this year, who is that big, deep threat type receiver. And then this kid, Smith-Schuster, has been more productive in a lot of ways in the last four games than Antonio Brown. Just one more weapon for an offense full of weapons, meaning that the Titans, who don't play the Steelers every year now, are going to have to really study to make sure they don't make the big mistake against the Pittsburgh Steelers Thursday night.
All right, the Titans go back to work this week. They have a short week to prepare for the Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday Night Football. For TitansOnline.com, he's Mike Keith, I'm Amy Wells, and this is Titans in 2.